Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 176. 176 episodes of us bringing you all the hottest stories that Microsoft is pinging about. And, of course, all the hot conversation that you guys bring to the table, which we very much cherish and appreciate every time you guys comment. And last week, Paul, you asked them what they thought what would be a really cool new feature for the Xbox, be it something that they just dream will happen or something that's actually been reported and they think might be real. We got some really interesting responses. Did you go through them?
Yeah, it seems like a lot of people really want the Illuma Room
yes!
to become reality.
Yes! I mean, it's the coolest thing I've seen in so long. I don't think, and I'm 99% confident saying that will not ship with the Xbox when they make that announcement on May 21st, later this month. But gosh, I wish it would. And I can't wait until it does. It's just a whole new level of gaming.
Yeah, I think that it's really cool, but I just don't know how anyone could turn that into a consumer friendly set of like a consumer friendly setup. Like,
why are you so negative?
I mean, I'm just realistic.
Where's your vision? Be creative.
Okay. Two things. I would love it to happen, but I don't know. This is probably why I don't work in that field, because I can't imagine how this could possibly be set up easily by consumers. Like, the Kinect is an amazing thing. Like, I don't think I'd ever be able to imagine that working as easy as it does. You know, you plug it in, you stand in front of it, boom, you're done. But the Illuma Room, like, you'd have to figure out a way to, unless it, like, connects wirelessly or something to your Xbox, and it can do it in, like, a very low-latency way, and you have to, like, put it behind you, pointing toward your TV. And
so you're just saying that you can't mentally grasp the technology that will allow this to be possible, you know, in sort of the mainstream.
Right.
Like, right. I mean, I can explain it to you after the show, if you want.
Yeah.
I don't have time right now.
Herb said he's looking forward to news on the new Xbox, and he thinks that the killer feature will be backwards compatibility so that they can play the Xbox 360 games. See, that's more in my very innovative side. Or maybe Punsalius, who said the most important feature of the new Xbox will be a cup holder.
Cup holder, that would be good. Backwards compatibility, I pray it has. And then, you know, there was someone else who wrote in that it was their brother who sent the email, and I don't know what he's talking about. Do you know what he's talking about?
Yeah, in the last show, we read a fairly nonsensical message.
Oh, so the nonsensical comment this month was about the nonsensical email.
Yeah, about the nonsensical post last
week. Got it. Okay. Yeah. That family, very clear thinkers.
Yeah, well, I imagine English is probably a second or a third language, so I know that since I'm going to Barcelona for a bit this summer, I can only imagine what people are going to be thinking of my Spanish.
Right. Well, luckily in Barcelona, most people speak English, so I don't think you'll run into too much of a problem.
Yep.
Yeah. All right, so let's go ahead and start the show.
Let's do it.
All right, Paul, so I don't know about you, but I've got a lot of little whiny, naggy, bratty children in my life. And they constantly want things. They want things, they see them, they want them, they're expensive. And one of the things that they want are phones. Now, I don't know about you and your entrepreneurial ship and what your wallet looks like these days, but I don't feel like spending a lot of cash to give these kids phones.
Nothing for you!
And now, Paul, Terry Myerson, head honcho over at Windows Phone, has made an announcement that we will be coming out with a very modestly priced Windows Phone, not aimed at kids by any means. I was just using that as an example for the price reference. But this is definitely something that will be affordable and available at Walmart.
Yeah, I think that this is one of the areas that Nokia has historically been very, very strong in, which is being able to put out lots and lots of phones at a very low and affordable cost. Now, historically, it hasn't necessarily been smartphones that come out at these very low-end prices, but I think it's a very interesting space to go into if they can do so in a profitable way. And I think with, you know, Nokia and Microsoft having been partners now for...
What did you call them?
Nokia.
Yeah, you did.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
Let's move on.
Yeah, we can try and revive all sorts of debates if you would like.
I'm just seeing that you've come to my side, that you finally surrendered and have, you know, jumped on board with me, but that's fine.
No, I'm just saying so that you could understand it and we would not waste precious time debating.
Thank you for dumbing down your sentiments so that I could understand it. I appreciate that.
Yep.
Please continue to do so.
Yeah. So anyway, the new model is going to go on sale in the U.S. at Walmart later this month at an unsubsidized price of $150.
Yeah, no, that's without the contract, without all the, you know, things that people hate.
Yeah, yeah. So this is great for people that have, you know, month-to-month plans, or, you know, that have no long-term contract.
Yeah, pay-as-you-go.
Yeah, pay-as-you-go, like the prepaid options. And I'm curious what the specs are on this device. Like, I imagine it's still going to be faster than the Windows Phone that I still have, my HTC Trophy from years ago.
Oh, you got an upgrade, girl!
So I imagine that this will be a good phone. Like, certainly not top of the line.
Yeah, I think they said it's going to have a 5-megapixel camera. I think it's got a 4.5-inch screen, HD video display. You know, I don't know about like the processing power or anything like that, but, you know, it's a good phone. And it's already been very successful because it's launched as the 521, or is it the 520? Are we getting the 521?
So it's previously launched overseas as the 520, and this will be branded as the Nokia Lumia 521. Yeah, and there are some interesting stats here saying that Nokia sold 5.6 million Lumia handsets in the first quarter, which is up 27% from the previous quarter. I didn't realize how many millions of devices were being sold by just Nokia.
Yeah, I mean, they're huge everywhere, but really here in America. But I've got a Nokia phone, and I absolutely love it. So there you go. And if you're looking for an inexpensive option for a Windows phone, now it's there and available for you, so go get it. All right, Paul, one of the things that I love reporting on here in Ping, and it just warms my heart, is any time that we do good, which fortunately, one of the benefits of working at Microsoft is that we're a very charitable organization, and we're constantly out in the world doing good. And apparently, this sort of momentum has stuck with one of our executives who no longer works for Microsoft, but has continued in his path to sort of help the world. And he's taken on a mission to build schools and help make illiterate people literate.
Yeah, some stats from the article said that there are nearly 800 million people in the world who are illiterate, and most of them being in developing countries, and two-thirds of which are women and girls. And I know we've talked quite a bit in about, you know, the STEAM and STEM fields and how they're in the developing nations are fewer women that go into a lot of the STEM fields. But apparently over in all these different developing countries, women are perhaps unable to have access to the same types of resources to become literate. And this former Microsoft executive, John Wood, hopes to put a dent, quote-unquote, into those numbers. He's opened up over 1,600 schools and 15,000 libraries in some of the world's poorest communities.
Yeah, it's absolutely amazing. And, you know, we've talked to, like, the Imagine Cup this year even has a special push towards women in technology. It's something that, you know, obviously near and dear to my heart, and it's really touching to see people in more powerful positions than I taking this same cause and fighting to make a difference. So kudos to John Wood. Absolutely.
Yeah. When he originally started this, it's called the Room to Read campaign, and that his goal is to reach 10 million children around the world. And I think that he's likely on a good pace for that. One of the interesting things that I saw in here was that they actually are not just taking books from over here in the U.S. and shipping them over there. That's kind of how it started. There were like 1,000 books strapped on a yak when he first got started. but now,
grassroots.
Now by the end of this year, Room to Read will have published over 1,000 original titles in 20 different languages. So instead of having children's books in English, they'll have children's books in their native languages. They'll have the local businesses put into place to develop new original titles and publish them and ship them to the local communities. So I think this is an incredible work, and this guy's been at it since 1998. So it's 15 years in the making, and he has actually just released a new book on this topic called Creating Room to Read: A Story of Hope in the Battle for Global Literacy. So if you guys have some extra bandwidth, maybe you should check that book out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's everything's inspiring, so get out there and help. All right, Paul, so one of the things that I love about my Windows phone is kind of how it has Facebook functionality built in, right? So, like, I've got my People Hub, and I don't necessarily always need the Facebook app to know what's going on, right?
Right.
Right, Paul?
Right.
Right. But, of course, there are many Facebook apps out there, and Microsoft is now calling for some beta testers for a brand new Facebook app that is sort of going to stray away from what we've seen in sort of the Windows design language or Metro look that we used to have for the apps. And the new app is taking in a new direction, more consistent with what you'd find on other operating systems, other phones' operating systems.
Yeah, that's something that I was always kind of surprised about with the Windows phones. Like, I loved the integration with the People Hub. I thought that was industry standard, and you now see, or that was like the industry best, and you now see Facebook kind of going in that direction with chat heads and like their own, you know, fork of Android and all these different things.
We're trendsetters over here.
Very, very much so. But I think there were quite a few pieces of Facebook that were not really that easily accessible through the Windows Phone app. And I think by redesigning the app to be more in line with how it looks on other mobile devices, it should enable Microsoft and Facebook to better partner together so that when new features are released or changes to the timeline are released, or when any time Facebook has these very different design patterns, that it won't lag behind by a very long period of time to get onto Windows phones, when, you know, Facebook is probably one of the most, if not the most, important mobile application that exists today.
Yeah, definitely. And I don't think that the People Hub and the Facebook app are exclusive of each other by any means. Like, I use them both. You know, sometimes I want the full Facebook experience, but I definitely appreciate just getting my notifications and you know, the quick look at the news feed just through the People Hub. So
yeah, I think the People Hub is awesome. And if I ever need to spend time with another device, like, that's one of the first things that I miss. But I think that getting the app to look and feel more like the way that it works on other mobile platforms is certainly a much welcome change.
Yeah, I definitely agree. So as you said, they're calling for beta testers, so maybe you can sign up for that. Otherwise, I eagerly await the final version of this app so I can get it in my own little greedy hands. All right, Paul, so it seems that I don't know, maybe I'm drawn to funny advertisements commercials because we talk about this a lot, but I believe that we've found one of the commercials that to me is our best yet, and it is Windows Phone commercial, where they encourage iPhone users and Android users to stop fighting. It's based in a wedding, and all of these wedding guests sort of bust out their different phones and they fight over whose features are better, and they're all these, it turns violent, you know, some weddings do. And it's hysterical. It's absolutely hysterical, and yet still drives home that message of, hey, switch to the Windows phone. So I don't know if you found it as entertaining as I did, but I love it. Absolutely love it.
Yeah, I thought it was also quite good. I'm not generally a fan of attack ads unless they have some level of humor and tact to them, and I think that this one meets that bar for me. So it was kind of cool. There were some interesting quips in there where a rather older lady stands up with her iPhone and someone from the Android side said, aren't you a little young for that phone? Trying to, you know, say that old people are the ones that are getting iPhones these days and the cool hip people are, you know, getting other types of devices. So I think it's an interesting way for, you know, Microsoft to point, like basically poke the same type of fun at Apple that Apple did at Microsoft.
Software.
Yeah.
You
I know, think it's what you
Mac
said is absolutely it's absolutely true. Like it's good, it's cute because it's poking, it's funny, it's not mean, it's not just a direct attack, which I'm never a fan of. But this is just kind of you know, a little friendly poke here and there, which is you know what the people love. The people want to see a good fight.
Yeah, and I was in a Verizon store the other day, and I saw one of the Android devices, and it was huge. It really was like the size of my face, and I think that was the one they were pointing out.
Well, you know, my friend of mine had the Samsung Galaxy S3, and it is enormous. It was very, very large, and so I actually convinced her to switch to Windows Phone, which took a lot of arm twisting, but I was successful, so I should probably get a raise or something.
You probably should.
Anyway, check out the commercial.
I am delighted we could share in the serenity and joy of this beautiful day as we come together to celebrate the commitment of these.
Would you mind moving your enormous phone?
You mean the enormously awesome Galaxy?
Search one trick pony.
Aren't you a little young to have an iPhone?
You want to go?
I sheep, copy bots.
Autocorrect this.
Is there an app for that?
Search karate. Karate!
You think if they knew about the Nokia Lumia, they'd stop fighting all the time?
I don't know. I think they kind of like fighting.
The Windows Phone Nokia Lumia 920. Engadget's Reader's Choice Smartphone of the Year.
All right, everybody, that wraps up this fun-filled week of Ping, episode 176. You know, thanks for watching. Please make sure to comment on anything and everything that we've talked about. And we have a question of the week this week, inspired by the last story. I'm interested to hear if you've ever had any personal experience either trying to get someone to switch their operating system, maybe from PC to Mac or Mac to PC, whatever, their phone, or if you've ever gotten into sort of a passionate debate with someone over which technology is better. I kind of want to hear those stories because I know that I have gotten into some of these arguments, and halfway through I end up catching myself and being like, what am I doing? But I'd love to hear your stories. And Paul does too, right, Paul?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love to hear them. I'd actually just like to see Laura debating somebody on these things and see what types of arguments are made.
I mean,
on
mostly
each side.
I debate children. So, I win. Sure thing. If not, they're punished and no candy. So,
that's right.
So that goes. But in the meantime, follow me on Twitter @LFoy.
And me @PaulMess.
See you next week.